20 Years by Paul Brown. I've never been to see a play before. Just never crossed my mind to attend one. I vaguely remember being a part of a play once in grade school. I was a treat. I had no lines, but got to sing along with the other kids at the end. It was mostly forgettable. Reciting monologues from their own autobiographical stories, the actors in the play Serving Life were doing more than just acting. By reenacting a range of traumatic events from early childhood to the adult variety, they brought an added edge to the stage with the dialogue that pulsed with life. I helped with the rehearsals, and through repetition, became accustomed to hearing the lines as the days drew closer to the actual performance. There was one line, though, that struck me like a blow. It comes just beyond the midway point, and it's uttered by Raleigh. He says, "Man, I ain't hugged my mom in 20 years. And from the sheer absurdity of it, I thought I'd misheard. 20 years without a hug? Without touching at all? It made me think of my own mom. It's been about that long since I've gotten a hug from her." We sit here, bracing ourselves to the indignities that come with having been convicted of crimes. We pretend that things don't bother us, and it's amazing how far we take it, how much we endure. 20 years. I still remember my first day on death row. I was stunned, but still managed to function. How I got from there to here, I can't honestly say. It's not something I'll allow my thoughts to entertain. Just making it through even one day here without becoming unhinged is an achievement in itself and a lot to be grateful for. We have to be strong, or appear to be, for ourselves and our moms. It's a mother's natural inclination to worry. It's already traumatic for them, just having sons in prison, not to mention death row. We'll carry the stigma to our graves and beyond. It's a stain that marks our mothers, too. And for me, that's the bitterest pill to swallow. My mom hasn't committed a crime in her life, but because of me, she sits in a prison, too. Guilty by association. Our visits are akin to stage plays, tragic comedies, written by the most diabolical minds. We sit in a cramped booth, staring at each other through bars and plexiglass that's probably as old as the Civil War. Permanently scarred, spattered with old paint and smeared with grime and the oil from the many hands of people desperately trying to express their affection for each other, as if it could be done by osmosis. She'll sometimes say, "I can't see you, baby. There's a glare." And we'll adjust our seating as best we can to try to see each other better. And she's so soft-spoken, I have to bend my ear to the screen so that I can hear her more clearly. But I don't mind. I do anything to hear her voice. Conversations with her are comfortable and easy, as they've always been. But now, they're also kind of awkward. It's just an odd way to communicate. I can see her, I can hear her, but I can't touch her. She's right there in front of me, but as far away as the moon. I don't dare complain. Despite the discomfort, I wouldn't trade our visits for anything. I've heard the non-contact visits might be taken away and replaced with video visits. I can't believe someone thought that would be a good idea. The thought alone fills me with dread. Who thinks up this stuff? There must be a cruelty committee. I don't imagine anyone would travel hundreds of miles to sit in a cold room and look at my image on a monitor. It is a pain to have to squint to see and crane my neck to hear, but even that is preferable to seeing only a computer-generated image. Sometimes, when the visit ends, I'll get this sinking feeling, wondering if it's the last time I'll ever see my mom. I quickly shift my thoughts to other things. I do that a lot. Maybe that's where the 20 years have gone, looking away from things that hurt too much to face. It strikes me that I've spent the majority of my life doing that. Sometimes it seems as if my life has been a play. One that I've not seen, with the only thing left to be determined is the ending. I'll watch the ending. I'm braver now, whereas I wasn't before. Gone are the days when I could just be that tree, hiding in the background, singing about a school pride I didn't feel. I'll face the fact I may never again feel the warmth of my mom's loving embrace. I study her face during our visits. I love her laugh, and when she smiles, she has the cautious optimism of a woman who's known disappointment and the quiet grace of a woman who knows God, and her face is still pretty. She possesses an authenticity that is rare and an ability to hear not only the things I say, but also the things I don't. She has the most amazing gift to make the most dire circumstances seem not so bad. I'm not so smart, but I know to cherish each and every moment with her. I know I don't have another 20 years.